Behind the sparkle of the opening ceremonies are tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who were evicted to make way for Olympic venues and infrastructure. A handful of stage protests, but some are more pragmatic. NPR's Louisa Lim visited a group of people whose homes were razed to make room for the Olympic Park.
I'm in a museum to a forgotten way of life, and it's a way of life that really came to an end when China won the Olympic Games. It's a museum set up on the far outskirts of Beijing by the inhabitants of one small rural village in northern Beijing. It was the first village to be knocked down to make way for the Olympic Park. And when it went, so too did centuries of history. Yang De Lu shows off the traditional bellows used to stoke the flames for cooking. His museum holds up a mirror to Chinese history through the prism of one small place, Huali Village. Black and white photos show Huali Commune in the 50s, villagers conducting violent criticism sessions in the Cultural Revolution. Then visits by state leaders in the 90s, announcing the village would be set aside to make an Olympic park.
When they demolished Huali, lots of villagers cried hot tears at leaving this place, which had been home for generations. But we answered our government's appeals in order to make China's 100-year-old dream of the Olympics come true.
Glasses clink as the former villagers drink a toast to the Olympics. When Huali was demolished in 2005, each family got around $120,000. It seemed a lot then, they say, but now money's tight. Their 3,000-strong community dispersed. Their communal history risked being lost. That weighs on Yao Yongzhen. His family's job had been guarding the tomb of a 19th-century princess, once located a mile from the Olympic Stadium.
For five generations, my family guarded that tomb. My forebears built that tomb, and when it was destroyed, it was my generation that tore it down with our own hands.
As the former neighbors eat, they chat about how chickens from Huali Village are the best in the world, how spongy corn pancakes are a special Huali delicacy. And then the opening ceremony begins. Look, look, it's beautiful, they gasp as fireworks spring from the stadium. Corn and wheat grew there when I was a kid, says Yang Deshan, the elder brother of Yang De Lu. As he watches approvingly, he says China's Olympics underline the advantages of a one-party state.
In a multi-party system, they talk about things endlessly. If they wanted to take land, they'd worry about if the people were content. They wouldn't be able to do such big things. China's developing so fast. Tell me, which capitalist country with a multi-party system is developing so fast?
One person seems less nostalgic for Huali Village. That's Yang De Lu's 27-year-old son, Yang Hong, who studied IT in Ireland. For his generation, the unbelievably fast change China is undergoing is the norm.
I don't think they're changing so fast. Actually, I was in Ireland. I think that Europe is changing too slow. I think changing fast is good.
They watch as the 2008 drummers bang and bellow in unison, and the former neighbors agree on one thing. This spectacular ceremony shows China's strength, its resurgence. This day has come at a personal cost to them, costing them their homes, their community, their identity, even their history. But they say they're proud to make that sacrifice in order to show the world China's power. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.